Now, as we've been discussing, after weeks of speculation, Sinn Féin yesterday revealed that it would support independent TD Catherine Connolly in the upcoming presidential election. But the decision by the largest opposition party not to run its own candidate will raise questions about the party's belief in itself and whether it's wise to miss a big opportunity to push the Sinn Féin message on the doorsteps during an election campaign. And we're joined on the line now by the Sinn Féin TD, Matt Carthy. Matt Carthy, good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Hello, Justin. Thank you.
Mary Lou MacDonald promised the Sinn Féin decision this weekend would be a game changer. Instead, your party isn't even in the game. You've decided to sit as a spectator in the stands and flag wave for Catherine Connolly rather than putting a Sinn Féin candidate on the pitch. Do you feel a Sinn Féin candidate simply couldn't have won this contest?
So I can assure you, Justin, and your listeners that Sinn Féin are very much going to be part of this campaign, and our members, our structures, our elected representatives are going to be doing everything we can to ensure that Catherine Connolly wins this presidential election, and just as importantly, that Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael don't win this election campaign. We did spend a huge amount of time, as has been noted, deliberating on what was the best decision that we could take that would ensure that we would have a president that we could all be proud of, somebody who could be independent of government, somebody who would advance a vision for a better and a fairer and a united Ireland. And we came to the conclusion that the best contribution we can make in this campaign is by joining with a combined opposition effort behind one candidate so that we could put up a very clear choice to voters. And that choice is very much between a president who I think will fulfil and advance the legacy, the very good legacy of Michael D. Higgins and previous presidents, against two other candidates who are very clearly going to be seen, if elected, as a vindication of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael's record in government.
But by not putting a Sinn Féin candidate into the field, have you missed a golden opportunity to centre the presidential debate around your core mission, which is to achieve a united Ireland?
I think it is important that whoever wins the presidential election recognises that this is going to be a defining time in Irish history. In my view, we are moving towards a united Ireland, and what we want is a president who will champion that within the parameters of the Constitution, somebody who will advocate for that and somebody who will be a positive voice to that end. We're of the view that Catherine Connolly fulfills all of those criteria. I think the very fact that Sinn Féin have ensured that the debate around Irish unity is central has been quite evident in the fact that all candidates now standing for the presidential election are on record that they want to see Irish unity. But I think what the different distinction between Catherine Connolly is that she has set out that she will make that a very noble objective within line with our constitutional ambitions, part of her campaign, and more importantly, part of her presidency.
But a Sinn Féin candidate could have made that a central part of their campaign. And prior to the presidential campaign, Catherine Connolly had not, I think it's fair to say, been hugely vocal on the subject of Irish unity. So if pursuing a united Ireland is Sinn Féin's ultimate goal, doesn't it seem strange then that you would support a candidate who has rarely mentioned that as a political objective prior to this contest?
So there were the deliberations we've been having for the past number of months, Justin. We've been discussing how best we can advance our core objectives. And yes, Irish unity is among them, but so too is ensuring that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are removed from government, because we see the disasters that and the impacts that that's having on workers, on families, on communities. And the first step to getting Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael out of government is ensuring that they're kept out of the Oras. And we came to a deliberated decision that the best way that we can ensure that that happens is if the opposition unite behind a single candidate, somebody who has a proven track record, as Catherine Connolly does, on a whole raft of issues, and who is a committed United Irelander and self stated. So all of those things were taken into consideration. They were part of conversations and discussions that we've had internally and with others. And we came to the very strong view, and I think a very deeply held view, that the best contribution we can make in this campaign is get behind the candidacy of Catherine Connolly, and then from here on in doing everything within our gift to ensure that she is actually elected when voters go to the polls.
And was that decision take in more with an eye to the next general election, because as you've said, one thing that you have done is you've rallied around now a candidate, a single candidate who's attracted broad support from every major left-wing party in the Oireachtas. So is this decision more about creating a united left ahead of the next election rather than acting perhaps in maybe what would be Sinn Féin's better interests in this election?
So we looked at all of these issues in the round, I have to say, Justin. So yes, we looked at the circumstances and the context in which this presidential election is taking place. But as always, Sinn Féin looked to the future, and the future is, in the first instance, a government that doesn't include Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, but it's also about the type of Ireland that we want to achieve and deliver, and that is a better and a fairer and a united Ireland. So this election campaign will be part of all that, because who occupies Áras an Uachtaráin is important, and we believe strongly that it is imperative that we have somebody who's clearly independent of government, someone with a proven track record of holding important positions, as Catherine Connolly has, somebody who has a record of public service and of elected office, and somebody who can ensure that when they are in Áras an Uachtaráin, they can be a president that all of the people across all of Ireland can be proud of. And in Catherine Connolly, we believe that there is a candidate who can do all of those things and who will make a formidable president, somebody who will all have pride in. And I look forward, I have to say, to doing everything that I can to ensure that Catherine Connolly is our next Uachtaráin the Héireann.
Will Sinn Féin be contributing funds to Catherine Connolly's campaign? I note from the most recent SIPO returns that your party had €4.6 million in the bank at the end of last year. How much of that will you be donating to Catherine Connolly's campaign?
So we'll be playing a full part of this campaign, and obviously there will be a financial contribution. Some of those funds are state funds that can't be used for electoral purposes, as you know, Justin. But we will be sitting down in the coming days with Catherine Connolly's campaign to decide how best we can offer support to the campaign. And some of that will be financial, but I think more importantly from Catherine Connolly's campaign are the thousands of Sinn Féin members we have across the country, and our experience in fighting elections and our depth in terms of the support that we have right across Ireland. I think that will be the biggest support that we will be given to Catherine Connolly, and I think that that will be a very crucial element of this campaign, and I hope that it ultimately will help get Catherine Connolly over the line when the votes are cast.
Sinn Féin TD Matt Carthy, thank you very much for speaking with us on This Week. Coming up after the break, we'll be hearing about travel disruption at Dublin Airport.